last game. Since there's only two this week, it makes it pretty easy. I don't even know what places they were. Patriots were number two and Ravens were four. Is that correct?
Yes, because the Patriots, yes, were the two seed. The Texans were the three seed and Baltimore was the four seed.
I try to ignore them all. You know, those two teams, if you have me rank the teams in the NFL, I could probably start off with like one, two, three, four, something like that. And there's a whole big mix in the center. And then you come down into the post-30s. And the ones that I know of that sit post-30 is number 31 is the New England Patriots. Cheaters that they are. They're out of our division. I hate them, but I don't hate them as much as I would if they were sitting in our division. And secondly, number 32... from this time of their inception, from stealing a 50-year-old Cleveland Browns team, moving them there undesirably, going ahead and taking our rejected, booted off the team, 35 pounds of marijuana in his car, Bam Morris, and going ahead and getting good old Ray Lewis put onto the team, Baltimore Ravens. I can't stand them. I can't stand what they stand for. I can't stand the fact that if somebody does something wrong in the NFL, that's the place where they wind up. There's nothing I like about the Baltimore Ravens. And last week I tore apart Tom Brady and his hair. This week I have no qualms about tearing apart the rest of the things that I don't like. You go ahead and say whatever you want to say at this point.
Clint has to step aside now. He's panting intensely and sweating by the brow. So I'll speak a bit. Yeah. So interesting fact. No wild card teams. We have divisional winners. We have no wild card teams this year, you know, because the wild card teams have been sneaking in the last few years. You know, the Steelers won as a wild card team. Giants won as a wild card team. I made this point on the boards, too. With all those, you know, the 0-3, I forgot to mention our last one, with the Falcons, if you look back at who they've lost to, all three teams went to the Super Bowl. Two of them won the Super Bowl. The Giants and the Packers, and the Cardinals were the third team that they lost to, and they went to the Super Bowl, which eventually lost to the Steelers. So that's an interesting fact. These guys played earlier, and, you know, sometimes, as they say, familiarity breeds contempt. I don't think the Ravens will be at all intimidated. They were here last year. Feel like they should have gone to the Super Bowl. Maybe they should have. An awful, awful kick by Billy Cundiff. And Lee Evans, who you didn't exactly see on the team much this year, should have caught a touchdown pass, would have made it an easy Baltimore win. Billy Cundiff lined up, missed pretty easy kick. So I think the Ravens feel they should be here. They know they can beat the Patriots. They feel like they should have beaten the Patriots last year. The Patriots have their new-look offense, which apparently every year it's a new-look offense for the New England Patriots. The Texans hung with them last week for about a half to two and a half quarters. But, you know, like you said, it's Ray Lewis's swan song. One thing we know for sure at the end of this year, we will never have to see that god-awful dance again.
Oh, thank God. You don't understand. That's going to be an NFL commercial for the next 150 freaking years.
That's going to be, are you kidding? That's going to be the next Madden. And would you like to come out and do Ray Lewis's dance at the beginning of the game? carefully placed sod. Even when they would come out on turf fields, there was for some reason a piece of sod that he could pick up and shove up his nose or whatever he does before he starts his dance.
So. You know what I want? You mentioned Back to the Future or taking times parallel times. You know what I would have loved? I would have loved if this game was happening pretty much 2000. And, you know, somehow Ray Lewis finds out about Spygate and Bill Belichick taping the Baltimore Ravens in an AFC championship game, because he did that for an AFC championship game. No ring on that finger that shouldn't be there. Anyway, I would have loved Ray Lewis to go ahead and find that out, and that one of those homicides down here would have been, you know, something dealing with Belichick instead of dealing with some unknowns. I mean, this is a guy who, no doubt about it, was witness to, if not a participant, in a double homicide. Yet the only thing that the media ever wants to focus on is his darling swan song and everything that he does for the community right now. You know, we've had a lot worse things happen in our society, but we've also had a lot of better people turn around for other reasons or do nice things for other reasons than that they feel guilty because they let two people die.
If I stayed in the limo, you must acquitto.
Yeah, something like that. This is an NFL player. I mean, he's big enough, and he sacks people on the field all the time. If somebody's going to shoot somebody in a limo, you don't think that he can go ahead and stop them? I mean, at least go ahead and cause some interference?
Well, I don't know. He's a football player. He can't get involved in that stuff. But, well, like I said, Back to the Future or not, we will have a different Super Bowl this year. I always look forward to... If my team is not in the Super Bowl, I look forward to seeing teams that we have not seen in the Super Bowl. New England and New York again last year, I could have cared less about. The first time they played, it was great because the Patriots were going for the streak. And, of course, you know, here come the Giants with little Eli and can he win his Super Bowl? And, of course, they did, and it was a great game. The second time, I could have really cared less. The Patriots, interestingly, 0-2. Since Spygate and the Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
That
doesn't say anything about Spygate.
No, not at all. But, you know, in 2000, interesting you say 2000 because 2000 is the last year the Ravens were in the Super Bowl, correct? Against the correct. New York Giants, which was also another Super Bowl I think I watched 90 seconds of. I was at a friend's house installing Windows NT or Windows 2000 on his machine. And I could have cared less about watching that football game, and I did not miss anything. So, that being said...
That was a year after my open-heart surgery, and that almost sent me back for another one.
Oh, well, there you go. So you have great memories of it as I do. Mm-hmm. Fond memories as I do. So, well, that being said, who to pick? Well...
I think I already know who you're picking.
I think you're nuts, too. I alluded to it earlier. I'm going with Ray L versus the ATL. The Ravens have proven me wrong, and I hate to do it. And I can't tell whether this is some fiendish thought I have or the desire to see New England go down in flames again before they even get to the Super Bowl and some kind of quasi revenge against them for the Ravens losing last year. But I am going to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
I can't do that. I can't. You know, as much as, and I can't say as much as I'd like to see it because I definitely would not. I just don't think that Ravens team, as aging as they are, they've gotten some extra boost because of Ray Lewis. And it's his swan song. I think they should have lost last week. I think if it's not for Coach Fox making the stupid mistakes that he made, they do lose that game. And they lost it and take all the coaching mistakes outside of it and... the third and four, some of the stuff in the first half. They don't just lose. They lose by a decent margin in that game. Yeah. If you go back to it and examine it. I don't think Bill Belichick makes those mistakes, as we said last week. I do think that it would make me more sick to my stomach to hear Ray Lewis on a podium after the Super Bowl acting like Jerome Bettis, who was an all-around pretty decent guy. You don't have to go ahead and like Roethlisberger or anything else, but Bettis
should do it. Bus an all right guy.
Yeah.
He's an all right guy. He's a Notre Dame. He's a good Catholic boy, right? Because you got to be Catholic to go to Notre Dame at least for 4 years, right?
Well, I don't know. This is the night that Monte Teo found out that he lied about his girlfriend dying and he made her up in a car crash and all this other stuff. So I don't know how much I would go ahead and put any faith in Notre Dame tonight.
Faith in Notre Dame. Do not put those two things together now much you want to.
Don't you watch Sons of Anarchy? I mean, come on, man.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
That'll teach you something about them fighting Irish.
All right, well, as I said, I choose the Ravens of Baltimore for the National Football League's AFC title contenders.
I choose the Spygate champions of the world.
You hear that? Go out and go cut off all the sleeves of your sweat hoodies, everybody.
You know what? I have a feeling that I may be taking some abuse after this week. But then again, I don't think we have any Ravens fans or Patriots fans that are very vocal.
I think we may have one. I think we may have one Ravens fan on the board. But
I was going to say, I thought we had a Patriots fan on the board, not a Ravens fan.
It's always fun to have everybody, though.
Yeah.
We welcome everyone. We may not like your team, but we probably like you.
Well, I like the fans. I don't like the team. Well, then again, I don't necessarily get along with Bostonians. Never been to another place in the country where I've gotten into as many arguments.
It's a wicked pissa.
It is. We will do one more of these before the end of the year. We're going to go ahead and do one for the Super Bowl. And I'm sure our rantings will continue on.
Congratulations if you've hung on this far. I apologize for my awful impersonation.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say anything about them. Next week will be my impersonations. But I don't think there's any place on the team for Marvin the Martian, so that just doesn't
matter. Oh, goody.
Well, I might be able to go ahead and go,
oh, you make me so very, very angry, both of you, Baltimore and Patriots.
All right, yeah, it is time
to
go now.
It's time to go. All right, guys, have a good week. Hopefully I stomp Tom or one way or another. Hopefully we don't split.
I'll take 1-1. How's that? I'll take 1-1.
No, I want one of us to have 2-0. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Pasta.
This has been the Chud.com NFL Tackle Podcast with Clint Schaefer, Tom Suit, and Jesse Perry exclusively